Hello everyone, my name is Matt and you're listening to Definitive Talk. First, I'd like to remind everybody that if you go to the main page of Definitive Talk, there is an option for subscribing. In subscribing, you have three monetary amounts, which are very cost effective to support this podcast. All of your support will help bring better content and keep this podcast going. Thank you for your consideration. So today we're talking about the confirmation of Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh. He was confirmed to the Supreme Court on Saturday by one of the slimmest margins in American history. And that in and of itself locked in a solid conservative majority on the court. As a chorus of women in the Senate's public galleries repeatedly interrupted the proceedings with cries of shame, crying looking people, and also very somber looking senators voted 50-48, almost entirely along party lines, to elevate Judge Kavanaugh. He was promptly sworn in by both Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. and the retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, the court's longtime swing vote, whom he will replace in a private ceremony. Well, for President Trump and Senate Republican leaders who have made a stock with federal judiciary with conservative judges, that was their signature issue. The Senate vote was a validation of a hard-edged strategy to stick with Judge Kavanaugh, even after his nomination was gravely imperiled by allegations by Christine Blasey Ford that he had tried to rape her when they were teenagers. Well, you know, the president was exultant. He's going to go down in a totally brilliant Supreme Court justice for many years, he told this to reporters who he invited to join in him watching the vote on television aboard Air Force One. But Mr. Trump also derided the sizable protests against Judge Kavanaugh on the steps of the Supreme Court and the Capitol as phony stuff, and said it was a misnomer to imply that women were upset at his confirmation. He said, "Women, I feel, were in many ways stronger than the men in this fight." The president said this. He also continued saying, "Women were outraged at what happened to Brett Kavanaugh." Outraged. This is what the president said, which is totally the opposite of what has appeared in media. So, what is your comments on this? This has truly sent a message to the American people, as well as to the women who suffered as victims of sexual assault. It seems that there was no care given, and that women were now told by this confirmation that their problem of sexual assault is not valid. I would like to really know your feelings on this. If you go ahead and call into this podcast, leave a message and you may be on the show. So until next time, take care of yourselves. Stay safe, and I'll see you on the next one. Hey everybody, it's Matt from Definitive Talk. It's that time again to let you know about anything going on with Definitive Talk. So, we have a website that is up and running now. The name is www.definitivetalk.com, which carries all of our content on all the platforms that we use, as well as an option to contact us. So take a look, go on over and see how it is. It's www.definitivetalk.com. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one.